Why do you think people were so slow to realize that you'd got diabetes?
It was unheard of for children to suffer from diabetes in those days. And they were quite shocked when it was diagnosed. And when the doctor said afterwards, when they looked back on previous cases of children dying, they died from secondary diseases caused by the diabetes. And I found out later that there was another youngster who was admitted the same night that I was admitted, but she was under a different consultant, and the doctor she was under didn't bother to look further as regards catheterizing her or so, and sadly she passed away. Yeah, so I was very, very fortunate. Yeah.
How long were you in hospital?
I was in hospital for quite a long while, and they had to stabilize me. They had to work out my diet. And in those days, your diets were all weighed on portions and whatnot. And I had to learn to inject myself. And they started me off with an orange. But oh, dearie me, after two tries, I said, forget it. I'll do it on my own self. And from then on, I've been injecting myself. Yeah, in those days, you injected either in your thighs or in your arms. So I used to do the thighs, but my pop used to help me with my arms to give me a break, you know, alternating, yeah?
Can you remember what insulin and how often?
Oh, I can't. I'm very sorry. It's so far, far back. I was 12 years old then.
What about testing for sugar levels?
Oh, no such thing as finger pricks then. You had to have, I can't quite recall how many drops of urine to how much water in a test tube, and then with this solution you had to pour into it. I can't remember what it's called. And then what you call it, over a gas flame. Oh, what fun and games.
What was it like for you to do that, age 12?
Well, it was strange at first, but I knew I had to do it, otherwise I'd be none the wiser. And just plodded on and got on with it. But from my case, the doctors then were on the lookout for any young ones, patient-wise, who came in with signs and symptoms. So they were the lucky ones after that. So they did have diabetes. They would have been discovered earlier. But my aunt and the doctor from the children's clinic, they never forgave themselves to think that they'd overlooked it, but it was unthought of that children had diabetes at that young age then, yeah?
How did you find changing your diet?
Didn't bother me really, because my main diet was rice or noodles, and as long as I had the correct amount, it was okay. And we ate a lot of fish and vegetables and fruits, and it was all right.
Had you eaten many sweet things before that?
Yes, after a fashion, because a lot of the desserts out there, they were sweet, but it didn't bother me. I just went on to fresh fruits, a lot of fresh fruits out in Singapore, and I enjoyed that.
Can you remember how people reacted to your having diabetes when you came out of hospital?
Oh, they were shocked. And I'd lost so much weight, and once I'd been diagnosed and treated, oh, I put on weight. You should see my face was like a watermelon.
And did your spine straighten up?
Yes, strangely enough, my spine corrected, the curvature of my spine corrected itself. And I was always laughing. And my father said, oh God, they didn't give you oxygen, they gave you laughing gas.